Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much. You've memorized that name now. You look away from the script every time you get to the point where it says Howard Miller. I think that's real sweet.
I have to.
We're going to call you Rain in the Face today because it's one of those miserable, cold, bleak, rainy days in Chicago. One of those things that you don't like to have come around, but it always does in the fall, so I suppose we have to grin and bear it a little bit. This is Howard Miller, and it's nice being with you by the warm fireside that we're close to, and wherever you are, I hope it's real pleasant and happy. We're here for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, the finest, most delicious, and wholesome product you can serve to your family. And today we're going to have a delightful thrill in being able to introduce one of America's best-loved composers of music, also a great publisher by the name of Mr. Chester Kahn of Bregman, Vacco, and Kahn. But today we'll speak to him as a songwriter because I know he'll be speaking to the hearts of a lot of people who liken themselves to the songwriting profession. You'll meet Chester speaking from his study in his Forest Hills residence in New York City, just outside of New York. But first we want you to listen to a new song by the McGuire Sisters, a record that just came out a couple of weeks ago, but it shows some tremendous promise by these three fine youngsters who, of course, were given to the world by Mr. Arthur Godfrey. And here they are, the McGuire Sisters, with the Sweet Song of India.
On a silver cloud, far above the crowd, while the music played on and on. Love was serenading me with music divine. My lover seemed to be eternally mine. His love and arms seemed to want me now. Of love that went wrong, a melody that will haunt me, haunt me.
Sweet Song of India, done, of course, so delightfully well by three little girls who have made their mark in the musical world. By the way, they're going to be on our broadcast. I think they're scheduled for next Tuesday when they're playing over in Philadelphia. They're going to broadcast from our affiliate station there, WCAU in Philly. So those of you who would like the interesting story of the McGuire Sisters, you'll hear it from their own lips next Tuesday on this, The Wrigley Show. Looking at the mail this morning that we're always fortunate enough in receiving in regards to this program, had a real nice letter this morning from a lady over in Greenwich, Ohio. I don't want to tell you her name because she says that her purpose in life is to lose a few pounds. Her husband's getting mad at her for getting a little bit on the softic side. So she said, I want to let you in on a secret, Howard. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, after listening to your program, I decided to switch over to Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum instead of picking on the fattening things around the house. And believe it or not, I now buy it by the 24-pack carton. And we use about 2 of those a week because I have my youngsters on the chewing gum habit, my husband, and myself. She says if I'm chewing gum, I'm not always eating something between the meals around the house when I'm cooking the dinner. Well, I don't know why you choose Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Maybe it's like this lady. You want to lose a few pounds. Maybe it's because you want to relieve some of the nervous tensions that build up in our everyday life. Whatever the reason is, I hope that you'll switch over and swing over to the best gum product in all the world. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, because it's so delicious, so refreshing, and so wholesome, you'll like it too. So why don't you try buying it by the carton. 24 packs in the carton, so it'll last you quite a little while. I know then that you'll always be pleasantly refreshed around your house. Well, let's switch now to Forest Hills, New York. I thought they only played tennis there, but I guess people live there too, don't they, Chester?
Yes, there are quite a few people living in this district. Of course, the tennis courts are the big things, the West Side and the amateur tennis each year, the National Open at the Davis Cup.
Yes.
And then the town goes to sleep again for another year, Howard.
I'm curious, Chess, is that piano music coming from your study?
Yeah, I'm just noodling around here. I happen to be sitting at the piano by coincidence.
Oh, I see. I didn't know for sure that you had your piano in the study. I thought maybe you did most of your writing down at your offices.
No, I do. I do most of the writing at home. It's secluded and it's quiet. And,
yes. I think best we better give you the formal introduction to the United States public. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Chester Kahn that you're listening to, who has turned out some of the favorite music of all of mankind around the world. Chester, let's review some of the great things that you've written and given to Tin Pan Alley. What was your first song?
Well, Howard, the first song I wrote about 30 years ago. That sort of dates me a little, doesn't it?
You're a young old man.
That was Why Should I Cry for You, which was a very big hit. The first song that I ever wrote, I happened to hit the jackpot, which is an unusual thing, but...
Yes, it must have given you the false illusion that writing songs was an easy thing, writing songs that would be popular.
Yes, that was the trouble.
Hey, isn't that the song that Frank Sinatra revived just a couple of months ago on a Capitol record?
Yes, it did very well, but that too was lost in the shuffle with a lot of new releases following, but it was a nice recording, and I enjoyed hearing it, and it had some measure of success.
Yes. Chester, there are an awful lot of people who think that they are songwriters, and I suppose an awful lot of them who actually are listening to us. How does a songwriter get a start? How did you get your start writing Why Should I Cry Over You?
Well, Howard, songwriting is not a part-time job. That's the one thing that I like to tell all who aspire to be songwriters. It's something that you have to work at 24 hours a day. Now, in my case, I started in the business, in the publishing business, as a piano player in the old days for Leo Feist in Chicago. I lived there, as a matter of fact, for 18 years and worked in the office as a piano player.
Yes.
During that time, I naturally, sitting at a piano and rehearsing acts, I got many ideas, and before I knew it, I was improvising, and the next thing I knew, I had a partner who was writing the lyrics, and we started writing songs. It's just sort of a natural evolution there.
Uh-huh.
But you just can't write songs on the side, that's for sure.
Yes, in other words, it's like anything else. There's a certain amount of mechanics to it, and you've just got to practice the art.
That's true.
What are some of the other big songs that you've written, Chester?
Well, following Why Should I Cry for You, I would say that the next big hit was a song that I wrote called Sunday. I think you'll recall. Let me play a few bars, Howard.
Fine. Oh, sure. That must have been a very big song for you, Chester.
That was. That was the second biggest song I wrote, uh-huh. I've ever written, I would say.
Yes, and on my morning radio program here at one of the local stations in Chicago, I use my theme song, Josephine. You wrote that too, didn't you?
Yes, I wrote Josephine. Now, that came many years. That was in the 30s,
yes.
In the middle 30s.
That has been a real standard. Dance bands seem to turn to Josephine whenever the crowd likes a sprightly little two-step.
Yes.
Chester, I'd like to play the new record that Nat King Cole just made, which is one of your great songs. I think it's probably the greatest thing that you've ever turned out. And from the early returns in the record marts, it looks like you've written another great big hit, and Mr. Cole has another million seller for Capitol. Would you like to listen to it?
Oh, I certainly would, and thank you. I hope that what you say is so. I hope it turns out to be that big.
Well, I think it will. It should be their big plug song and probably will be very shortly. Let me introduce it then by giving you top billing. Here is Chester Kahn's latest hit recorded by Nat King Cole and called Forgive My Heart.
Forgive my heart, my foolish heart. It won't believe we're through. Forgive my heart, you're still a part of everything I do. Forgive my lips, if now and then they speak your name. If you are still my only thrill, am I to blame? Forgive my dreams, in all my dreams it seems your face appears. Forgive my eyes, I realize I'm only wasting tears. Don't know why you haunt me, but you do. Forgive my heart, I'm still in love with you. Don't know why you haunt me, but you do. Forgive my heart, I'm still in love with you.
Well, thank you, Chester Kahn, for another great hit, and that's the Nat Cole version, of course, of your latest song called Forgive My Heart. You going out to play tennis now?
No, I'm going to the World Series. That's a big deal here today.
That's a big deal all over the world, but you people hog it every year. I mean, we don't get a chance to see it unless we want to buy airplane tickets.
Well, you'd be surprised. Everybody was rooting for Cleveland and the White Sox here.
Yeah, I know they were. They get a little bit tired of seeing their
team
win all the time.
That's right.
Thanks very much, Chester, for being here. The best of luck on your new big hit, because I know it will be called Forgive My Heart.
Thank you very much, Howard.
All right,
pleasure
Chester.
To be with you.
That was Chester Kahn, the song publisher and also the songwriter of Bregman Vaco Kahn. We want to thank him very much for his appearance on the show today. This is Howard Miller for Wrigley Sperm and Chewing Gum. We'll see you tomorrow at the same time. Bye-bye, everyone.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be Sammy Davis, Jr. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Amazing coffee discovery.